there is a grand promise of the coming of Jesus Christ into this world that applies to us, as we have a grand promise as well from God. That is Christ in us. You see, Mary received that promise. Christ will be in you. You will be the mother of God. You will literally bear the Christ child, and he will be born in the normal way that a child is born, through the birth canal, and you are to be the mother of God. Oh, what a wonderful thing. But we are Christ bearers by faith. Paul said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And Mary found great hope in that day and great favor from God when the angel came to her. Listen, Luke, the first chapter, the 26th verse. The angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came into her and said, Hail, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of greeting this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And look, you shall conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Do you see that promise that was made to Mary? It happened to her literally, but I view that as a promise to all of us. We have found grace with God, and by faith we can receive Jesus. And the Apostle Paul said, the hope of glory is Christ in you and Christ in me. What a wonderful promise that God gave to us. We receive that by faith, that we might receive the Spirit of Jesus. When we repent, we confess, we believe, we receive Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this wonderful promise. Christ in us. Christ with us. Christ over us. Christ the King. Christ the ruler in the midst of his enemies. Christ our Savior. Christ our friend. Christ the presence always with us by faith. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.